You'll hear an interview with a man called Richard Porter, who's a maker of musical instruments called organs. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2.
Good evening, and welcome to the programme where, as you know, we go out and talk to people who run their own companies. Today we're talking to Richard Porter, who makes large concert organs as a profession. Richard, tell us, just how did you get into this area of work?
Well, I play the piano, and as a child I had a good teacher who wrote her own music, and I always wanted to be a composer too. However, my parents persuaded me that what I needed to do was go to college and study how to make musical instruments, rather than play them, mm-hmm. because they saw more of a future in that. Mm-hmm. And now I make the organs which are played in churches and concert halls all around the world. The one thing that I never intended to do was become a businessman, which is what I am now, really, as well as being an instrument maker.
So, when did you start making organs?
About 5 years ago. I started from a room in my house, but now I have my own workshop.
So it must pay?
Well, an organ sells at £9,500, which means around £3,500 profit for me, I suppose.
And how long does it take to build one?
It might take me 3 months to complete one. And when I say 3 months, I mean 3 months of working 70 hours a week. Mm. Although that sounds a lot, I have to say I don't mind, because I love the work, and I get to meet lots of interesting people. Most of my commissions are from overseas clients, and they're nearly all the result of personal contacts. I rarely use advertising these days.
So you make a living out of it?
Not really. The most profitable part of my business is actually mending organs, generally old, large ones, so they can be used for concerts and recording sessions. That can earn me up to £300 each time, which is just as well, because I do need to have money available to buy the raw materials for the larger organs. There's a lot of investment to make before I can start to build. I get the wood from Britain, but most of the other components come from France or Germany.
And I understand you've made a big decision recently?
Yeah. I've decided to take the opportunity to move my workshop to a former schoolroom that has become available in Lincolnshire, about 100 miles away.
So you're moving house as well?
Yeah. We're moving there in 3 months' time.
Tell me about the new workshop.
Oh, it's a lovely old building attached to the town hall in a small market town. In return for using the workshop, I've agreed to spend 40 days a year working as a museum attendant. There's a small museum in the town that has visiting exhibitions, but is only open on certain days in the year.
And is that something you're looking forward to?
Not really, but it means that I save around £4,000 a year, because apart from paying the heating bill, the workshop is rent-free.
Oh.
That's the great thing about the place. It's also very close to our new house, so I'll have the luxury of walking to work each morning, which is nice.
Is it easy to find a building that is suitable as a workshop?
No, it isn't. It's very easy for the instruments to get damaged, so the environment must be dry. None of the buildings I've worked in so far have been dry enough. The new workshop is perfect in that respect.
All right. Mm. Well, best of luck to you in that new project. Now, I think you're going to play us a piece on an organ which you built yourself.
Yes.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Good evening, and welcome to the programme where, as you know, we go out and talk to people who run their own companies. Today we're talking to Richard Porter, who makes large concert organs as a profession. Richard, tell us, just how did you get into this area of work?
Well, I play the piano, and as a child I had a good teacher who wrote her own music, and I always wanted to be a composer too. However, my parents persuaded me that what I needed to do was go to college and study how to make musical instruments, rather than play them, mm-hmm. because they saw more of a future in that. Mm-hmm. And now I make the organs which are played in churches and concert halls all around the world. The one thing that I never intended to do was become a businessman, which is what I am now, really, as well as being an instrument maker.
So, when did you start making organs?
About 5 years ago. I started from a room in my house, but now I have my own workshop.
So it must pay?
Well, an organ sells at £9,500, which means around £3,500 profit for me, I suppose.
And how long does it take to build one?
It might take me 3 months to complete one. And when I say 3 months, I mean 3 months of working 70 hours a week. Mm. Although that sounds a lot, I have to say I don't mind, because I love the work. And I get to meet lots of interesting people. Most of my commissions are from overseas clients, and they're nearly all the result of personal contacts. I rarely use advertising these days.
So you make a living out of it?
Not really. The most profitable part of my business is actually mending organs, generally old, large ones, so they can be used for concerts and recording sessions. That can earn me up to £300 each time, which is just as well, because I do need to have money available to buy the raw materials for the larger organs. There's a lot of investment to make before I can start to build. I get the wood from Britain, but most of the other components come from France or Germany.
And I understand you've made a big decision recently?
Yeah. I've decided to take the opportunity to move my workshop to a former schoolroom that has become available in Lincolnshire, about 100 miles away.
So you're moving house as well?
Yeah. We're moving there in 3 months' time.
Tell me about the new workshop.
Oh, it's a lovely old building attached to the town hall in a small market town. In return for using the workshop, I've agreed to spend 40 days a year working as a museum attendant. There's a small museum in the town that has visiting exhibitions, but is only open on certain days in the year.
And is that something you're looking forward to?
Not really, but it means that I save around £4,000 a year, because apart from paying the heating bill, the workshop is rent-free.
Oh.
That's the great thing about the place. It's also very close to our new house, so I'll have the luxury of walking to work each morning, which is nice.
Is it easy to find a building that is suitable as a workshop?
No, it isn't. It's very easy for the instruments to get damaged, so the environment must be dry. None of the buildings I've worked in so far have been dry enough. The new workshop is perfect in that respect.
All right. Mm. Well, best of luck to you in that new project. Now, I think you're going to play us a piece on an organ which you built yourself.
Yes.
That's the end of part 2.